It's time for the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap, presented by Ohio Family Realty. Every week, WEL's Tim Alcorn and the Chronicle-Telegram's Sean Bennett talk wrestling. It's brought to you by Cobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agents. Ohio Family Realty, their number one goal is to put your family first. Eric Burnett Trained Wrestling, providing elite training for the elite-minded athlete. And by Smitty's, on East Bridge Street across from the Illyria Post Office. We'll recap the high school wrestling coming up on WEOL.
Good Thursday evening, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap. It's presented by Ohio Family Realty. Tim Alcorn, Sean Bennett. We get together each and every Thursday night right here on AM 930 WEOL, and of course on the WEOL mobile app and online at WEOL.com. Well, I guess we are now honored to follow the very first Bullseye on the afternoon. See, we are, they're now our lead-in, Sean. They're the lead-in program so to the Thursday Wrestling Recap.
We're the main event. We're the headliner then?
Well, I don't know. They got 3 hours. We're going to have about 25 minutes right here on WEO.
Usually the warm-up group goes on before the headliner, but I guess, you know, we'll entertain the crowds as they're leaving the arena.
Yes, as they used to say when Elvis was leaving, Bull and Matt have left the building. Well, hey, we're thrilled to be here in the building at AM 930. WEOL, another edition of our wrestling recap. And Sean, boy, it's the last show as far as the month of February is concerned. It has flown by. And as we've talked about the last couple of weeks, boy, when February and March are upon us, so we know it's a very special time of year as far as high school wrestling is concerned.
Yeah, and it's obviously fitting because as the month turns, the regular season turns into the postseason. We're officially done with regular season wrestling. We had our last couple conference tournaments last weekend, and this weekend, for the first time all year, every single team, every single wrestler is going to be in action on a weekend. Usually you have a few teams, you know, take a weekend off here or there, but no, everybody's going at it for sectionals this weekend.
Now, this is supposed to be about a 3 or 4 minute opening segment, but real quick, I know you could take 20 minutes, but anything about the regular season that kind of jumped out at you or surprised you, or that was the story as far as the regular season was concerned, Sean?
Well, obviously, the thought was Elyria High. They've had this juggernaut team the last few years, and you thought, you know, that maybe they go and win, you know, a team title at either the state duels or and they still have, obviously, one more shot at it. And it's kind of, you know, feeling like they're almost like desperation mode because you know, out of the 7 weight classes, the top half, 160 to 285, they all have seniors in those starting positions. So not that Elyria won't have a great team next year. It's just you kind of feel like this was a year where you have a lot of senior leadership. You have a lot of top names. And so we're kind of – I was kind of, you know – waiting with bated breath to see if they were going to, you know, go ahead and pull out that title. They've had so many second place finishes and things like that. So they got one more shot at it. You know, really kind of want to see, you know, what they can do in this last one. They're set up nicely with the way they're set up, sent to Toledo for sectionals. Yep. And then Mentor District. So they can put a lot of horses down there in Columbus. And then, you know, just if everybody wrestles their greatest and you get, you know, a little luck here or there, and, you know, it could happen.
Yep, well, we'll see how it unfolds. Boy, it's going to be a fun couple of weeks ahead. Again, Sean Bennett from the Chronicle-Telegram. Great to have him with us each and every Thursday. Yours truly, Tim Alcorn with AM 930 WEOL. As Sean said, the regular season has come to a conclusion, and now we look ahead to tournament time. But during our next segment, we'll look back to last weekend. Southwestern Conference Tournament took place, as well as the SBC Tournament, in which Vermilion was a participant. So we'll talk about those, and later on in the show, we'll have Brian Caesar, the wrestling coach at Amherst, stop by and pay us a visit. We're glad you paid us a visit. It's our Thursday night wrestling recap. It's brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Ohio Family Realty, bringing it to you each and every Thursday on AM 930 WEOL and online at WEOL.com. Welcome back to the Cobos Insurance Center Thursday Wrestling Recap, presented by Ohio Family Realty. Tim Alcorn along with Sean Bennett every Thursday night right here on AM 930 WEOL or on the mobile app. We talk high school wrestling. Great to have you dialed in, Sean, as I've said. I've had a lot of people tell me this year they love this show, that wrestling fan base. Man, they really, really enjoy it. So, again, kudos to you for stopping by. And, again, great to have you with us on AM 930 WEOL. By the way, for all you folks listening right now, you haven't heard the last of me tonight. I'm heading over to LaGrange. I'll bring you girls high school basketball as soon as we finish up with the wrestling recap. And I'll bring you a great sectional ball game. Keystone at 19-3, taking on Cloverleaf 19-4. That comes up here at the bottom of the hour right here on AM 930 WEOL. But we'll talk girls basketball in a little bit. Sean, let's get back to wrestling. That's the topic of the Thursday wrestling recap. And as I said before the break, and we talked about last week, Southwestern Conference Tournament last weekend. Obviously, a good showing for Midview, 2nd out of 10. Amherst, 3rd out of 10. Avon, 4th out of 10. So 2-3-4 for Midview, Amherst, and Avon.
And the one thing you'll notice is all our Lorain County teams in the SWC, there's 5 of them there, all had a champion, which is nice, too. Everybody had an individual wrestler win their weight class. It's always good to see guys kind of spread it out and spread the wealth, I guess, so to speak. And Midview, Amherst, and Avon finishing 2-3-4. And I kind of said throughout the season that I thought Midview might be the team to beat in the SWC this year. And yep. They were a little depleted when they met Olmsted Falls in a heads-up dual meet about a month ago, and lost that dual meet to Olmsted Falls. But they were 100% healthy for this conference tournament. So I thought, you know, hey, if they go in there and they win the conference tournament, they can split the championship with Olmsted Falls. But I'll tell you, Olmsted Falls put on a performance like I don't think I've seen in quite a while. Every guy won the crucial matches. Every win picked up bonus points. I mean, they were clicking on all cylinders, and everything that could go right was going right for the Bulldogs, and they simply just went in there and took that championship.
And, Sean, that's a program that we really haven't talked about a lot during our show this year, and yet it's one of the premier programs in Northeast Ohio and obviously in the SWC. It's a great wrestling program at Olmsted Falls.
Yeah, and they were, and the reason I thought Midview was kind of the team to beat was they were even better last year, if you can believe that. They had about 2 or 3 extra dominating names in. All the guys there now were in the lineup, plus a couple extras. So, you know, when they graduated 2 or 3 seniors that were like high-level seniors, I'm thinking, oh, well, maybe Midview's got a shot because they had a bunch of guys coming back. But, Olmsted Falls, definitely the team to beat in the SWC. Those two teams are going to be battling again, Midview and Olmsted Falls, next week this weekend at Westlake for their Division I sectional. So I'm sure Midview, maybe some of those kids will be kind of, you know, licking their wounds and thinking, you know, we got to put a couple more on these guys after, you know, a couple tough losses.
But Midview did have 3 champions, Trevor Began, a champ at 152, Seth Frombach, champ at 182, and Spencer Berthold. I know we've talked about this young man a lot, a champion at 220. So 3 champs in the SWC tournament.
Yeah, and then also you'll notice that Jacob Snyder and Evan Keese, the heavyweight, were finalists too. So they have 5 finalists, and I think that led the way. I think Olmsted Falls maybe had about the same. So, Midview, I think, had the most champs out of anybody there, and finished with 8 placers, but again, just kind of fell short on a few spots where Olmsted Falls didn't. They were just basically clicking all over the place, and maybe you couldn't close the gap there late.
And Matt Lee, a champion for Amherst. As we move on, the Comets were 3rd out of 10 teams. Matt Lee, a champion at 285. Alex Reyes, 3rd at 106. Adam Lau, 3rd at 120. Tim Carrion, 3rd at 132. So Brian Caesar, who we'll hear from in our second segment, he had to be pleased with the way the Comets showed.
Well, he was pleased after the fact. If you notice there, Matt Lee was the only finalist, the only guy that got into the finalist. But they finished with 11 placers. So 10 guys in the consolation semifinal round, one round, won their matches to get into the third place match. Probably one of the best overall team efforts I've seen in one level, in one round of a tournament, having 10 guys winning like that late in the tournament. So he went from pretty down to pretty up in about a 45-minute period when 10 out of 14 Amherst wrestlers won their matches and got into the placement matches.
And again, we'll hear from Amherst head coach Brian Caesar in our next segment of the Thursday Wrestling Recap. Sean, looking at Avon Lake, North Ridgeville, anything that jumps out at you as far as Eagles, Shortman, or Rangers are concerned?
Well, some things you'll be reading about tomorrow.
I hadn't asked you that yet.
Yeah, I will. But Max Bork is our Wrestler of the Week award winner, and he had an impressive finish. He beat the number one seed in the semifinals, which is Kevin Kelly from North Olmsted, a returning state alternate. And he beat Stang from Olmsted Falls, who was the number two seed. So he beat the top two seeds to win his championship, which was pretty impressive. Avon Lake's champion, Alec Negron, at 120, did the same thing, beat the top two seeds. Although he was a little surprised that he wasn't one of the top two seeds because he had beaten both those kids previously. And his only loss the whole year was to a Berea Mid-Park kid who jumped up from 113 to 120. They pushed up for a dual meet. So he was pretty much undefeated, and he was kind of a little surprised that they maybe showed him a little disrespect, and he obviously made him pay for it. And then obviously North Ridgeville, not a great showing as a team. They finished 8 out of 10, but they had a champion. Brandon Henderson came in at 195 and pulled out a win there. And, he looked pretty good, getting North Ridgeville a individual title.
So with about a minute left in this segment, anybody in that SWC individually that you're really keeping an eye on now that they come out of that conference tournament and move into postseason?
Well, Midview's got four state-ranked guys, so I really want to see what they can do. I think the way they have it split that Midview could – I don't know what the record is for district qualifiers in 1 year, but I think they could put at least half their lineup into the district tournament, which would be pretty impressive.
Wow.
Amherst Matt Lee has been dominating all year, so I definitely want to see what he can do. He's already returning state qualifier, but he obviously has goals of being high on the podium this year, so that would be pretty impressive as well. And then for Avon, there's a handful of kids. A handful of kids could get to Columbus if they really do well. They're kind of in like a rebuilding type mode. Mm-hmm. They're really young. Most of those kids will be back next year, so Avon's going to be kind of a powerhouse next year. And not that they're anything to sneeze at right now, but I like to see what some of those guys can do. And then just those other two guys that won, Alec Negron, Avon Lake, and North Ridgeville's Brandon Henderson. I mean, they both impressed me this week. I'm not sure what they'll be able to do in the postseason, but hey, anything could happen if you get a head of steam going right now.
And real quick before we take the break, I don't want to overlook Vermilion in the Sandusky Bay Conference tournament last weekend. They were sixth out of 13, and they did have seven places.
Yeah, and I don't know how the Sandusky Bay Conference works as far as the dual meets, because I think they meet a lot of teams they don't see because they have the two divisions in the Sandusky Bay. So I think they see a lot of wrestlers they don't even see during the regular season because of the division split. So,
gotcha.
Seven placers. They only had one finalist in Brandon DiEggio at 106. I believe he's a freshman, if I'm not mistaken. But Justin C., the Trevor Boyd and Tyler Bath, we've been talking about a lot, Jacob Kolzar. Those are names of guys that have been getting done all season, so it's no surprise to see that they were able to place it there at a very tough conference tournament.
All right, good stuff. So that's a look at last weekend's Southwestern Conference tournament, as well as Vermilion in the Sandusky Bay Conference. When we come back, we'll hear from Brian Caesar. He's the wrestling coach at Amherst, as Sean Bennett just said. A few things to talk about as far as that Comet wrestling program is concerned, and we'll look ahead to postseason on the mat. So stay with us. It's our Thursday Wrestling Recap. It's brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Ohio Family Realty each and every Thursday night. Glad to bring it to you right here on AM 930 WEOL, on your phone with the app, and online at WEOL.com. Welcome back. It's the Cobos Insurance Center Thursday Wrestling Recap, brought to you by Ohio Family Realty. Tim Elkhorn from AM 930 WEOL. Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram. Always great to have Sean drop by on a Thursday night to talk high school wrestling here in Lorain County in Northeast Ohio. As we said at the top of the show, hard to believe this is our final Thursday in the month of February. Man, it just flew by. Sean, I think 60 to nearly 70 degree temperatures has something to do with February just flying.
Yeah,
by.
I walked in the studio with a t-shirt and my sunglasses on. It was a beautiful day.
If you did the tank top and flip-flops, I would have been real nervous about that. I mean, it's warm, but it's not quite that warm. But man, a month of February has indeed just flown by. Well, as we've been talking about throughout the program, great to have on our show this week the head wrestling coach over at Amherst, Brian Caesar, as he joins us to talk a little Comet wrestling. And I think we're going to get Brian to peek a little bit ahead to postseason action out on the mat. So, Brian, great to have you on AM 930 WEOL again this week. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Tim. Thanks for having me, Sean.
Well, let's go back real quick to last week's Southwestern Conference tournament. You finished third out of 10 teams, and as Sean was talking about in our previous segment, perhaps you weren't happy so much with the way things went early, but the way your team closed out, you had to be happy with the way things at least finished up at that SWC, correct?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we didn't have a very good semifinal round. We only got one guy into the finals with Matt Lee. But coming back in the county semis, I think we won almost every match that we had there, and we were able to get 11 placers total at the out of 14 weight classes. So we had a really good round coming back. So it was good to see a strong finish, definitely.
Coach, when Sean was mentioning earlier about the tournament, he talked about Matt Lee and how dominant he has been this season. You've watched this young man week in and week out, practices and matches. Just talk about the season Matt Lee has been able to put together.
No, Matt's been having a great season. You know, he's been, you know, maturing a lot. You know, even from last year to this year, and then even throughout the season, I can just see a difference. You know, in the way he approaches matches and approaches tournaments and everything. So, he's having a great year. Hoping to keep it rolling.
Brian, one of the things I would think also was kind of encouraging about the SWC performance, 11 out of your 14 guys place, but you're not really heavily loaded with upperclassmen. You still have, you know, some young guys. I know the Rivers guys, you know, are younger. Matt Lee's still only a junior. It's got to be nice knowing that some of these guys are coming back and you're going to be anchored, you know, for the future.
Yeah, definitely. Hopefully, hopefully getting there and placing, you know, even a third or a fourth place at the conference tournament as a freshman or sophomore is huge. Because then, you know, next year you come back, you can say, hey, you've already placed with this. Your goal is to win it now. So it's definitely a good stepping stone for those young guys for sure.
Okay. And the overall, just the makeup of the SWC this year, obviously you guys, you know, with 11 on the podiums, Olmsted Falls, I thought they had an unbelievable tournament. Just everything seemed to go right for them, for every guy. Midview was healthy, fully healthy, I think, for the first time this year. They had all their guys back. This is pretty tough, as tough of a wrestling conference. I mean, obviously when Brex was there, that's a big horse. But overall, this is a pretty tough wrestling conference as far as the years have gone by.
Yeah, I mean, we just, you know, have a lot of solid teams in there. You know, Falls is solid from top to bottom. Midview is solid from top to bottom. You know, Westlake's getting better. You know, there's just a lot of good teams there, which is what really makes a good conference. You know, when you get one or two teams that just dominate year in and year out, you know, makes it difficult to get the kids excited about, you know, an opportunity to win a conference title. And I think, you know, we got a nice balance of, you know, different teams in the conference now, and it's kind of fun.
Again, we're talking with Brian Caesar, head wrestling coach at Amherst. Amherst this week getting ready for some postseason wrestling, Sean Bennett.
Yeah, and it's and Brian's kind of done this before. We've had this experiment where we've tried to not stack all the talent in one sectional, and Amherst and Elyria were pushed out to some Northwestern sectionals a few years ago. Just wanted to get your take on that, Brian. They're doing it again this year. They're even doing it a little bit more by sending three Northeast teams to Toledo Weight, three teams out to Oregon Clay, kind of mixing up the districts a little bit by putting some of the powers at North Canton Hoover and some at Mentor. Just your thoughts on how it's looking this year.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we went out west a few years back, you know, and I thought it was great. And then for whatever reason, they stopped doing that. And, you know, last couple of years, that Westlake sectional has just been ridiculous. You know, I mean, I feel like it was tougher than the district tournament the last couple of years. So, I mean, it's definitely good that we're going out west. But believe it or not, our sectional is going to be the toughest one, I think. I was looking at all of them. We have some solid teams out there at Toledo Weight. I mean, obviously Elyria is loaded. Perrysburg's, you know, got a bunch of guys. Fremont Ross has got a bunch of guys. You know, and then, you know, you look at Findlay and you look at Mansfield, and they got a couple studs at certain weights too. And it's going to be tough. It's definitely going to be tough. But, you know, I'd still rather go out there than go through that brutal sectional that we had had last year.
And then I talked to Mark Porter when he was on the show a few weeks ago, and he kind of said it's almost like a pick your poison type thing. Yes, the sectionals will be maybe a little bit easier for some guys to get through, but now, whereas you used to have the tough sectional, and when you got to district, you know, if you placed it, a guy placed fourth at sectionals, he might meet up with a district champ that is very beatable. Now you're kind of rolling the dice on who you might meet from that Oregon Clay, from the mentor. You know, it might be a little bit harder at the district.
Yeah, you just never know. I mean, you know, you look at last year at, I think, 106, all four of those guys from the Westlake sectional made it into the semis. And like 2 years ago, same thing happened with us, with Todd Hastings at 220. All four kids of at our sectional from Westlake made it to state, actually, you know, because they get separated. But you know, it's okay. I mean, I feel like they're more spread out this year than they were last year. As far as you know, at least we got, you know, Ed's and Elyria away from each other, and you know, it's okay. I'd rather have it be a little bit more spread out, though, just, you know, because for the younger guys, it's good to go there with a chance to make it out, you know, because once you make it to districts, you know, it's very good for them, because next year then you can say that the goal is to make it to state.
And a few years ago, you kind of made the decision to start going out west into the Toledo area to do regular season tournaments, the Maumee Bay Classic, Perrysburg Invitational. So you got to see some of these teams. Is that kind of now feel like, oh, that was a really smart decision, because now we have kind of scouted out some of it. We've seen what the Toledo wrestling scene is all about.
Yeah, I mean, it benefits definitely if you've wrestled a kid already, and then you know, you kind of know what you're looking at. If they got a certain style, or you know, they lead with a certain leg, or they only attack one side of the body, you know, all that stuff helps. But the main thing is they do the seating a little different out in the Northwest District. I'm actually going to the seating meeting tonight out there. It's they rank everybody by their record, but then you can challenge for a seed based on if you beat the kid head to head. So it definitely helps, you know, to see some of those kids at the Maumee Bay tournament, and you know, we wrestled Fremont in a duel and things like that. So it could definitely come into play with seeding, which is really could be good or bad, depending on if we won or lost. But definitely important.
Well, that's an interesting concept. I've never really heard of anything like that before. That's pretty unique.
Yep.
Hey, Coach, before we let you go, we got about a minute left, and I know this may not be enough time to answer this question, but as we said, we've heard so much about Matt Lee and how dominant he's been. Do you kind of have a wrestler that you think might surprise, kind of a sleeper wrestler, per se, as you embark on tournaments?
What was that?
Do you kind of have a wrestler
sleeper
that
on my team?
Yeah, it kind of might come up and surprise a couple of kids.
Well, you know, I got a couple kids that are pretty solid. You know, Adam Loft at 120. He's you know, he's the type of kid. He's not real flashy, you know, but he's always winning, and he's doing the right things to practice. You know, got a kid named Matt Stevens at 145. He's been getting better every single year. He's a junior now. You know, Camden Haslidge at 220 is a he's a senior. He got injured last year and hasn't really had, you know, was behind Todd Hastings for a few years. And, you know, got a couple guys that you know, they got some potential to do well. But, you know, it just all depends on bracketing, depends on, you know, if they have a good tournament, you know, and a lot of different variables out there. But I definitely think those three guys for sure. Obviously, Alex Reyes, he's a senior. You know, I wouldn't really call him a sleeper. I think everybody kind of knows him. But, you know, definitely got some guys that you know, might be able to make a little push here.
As you said, there's a lot of variables involved, no doubt. Coach, as always, we appreciate you spending a few moments with us here on the Thursday Wrestling Recap. Always enjoy the conversation. Here we go, tournament time right around the corner, man. Best of luck at the draw tonight.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me, guys.
All right, thanks, Brian.
Thanks, Brian.
All right.
Brian Caesar, the head wrestling coach at Amherst, as he joins us here on our Thursday Wrestling Recap. So, Sean, boy, we're pressing in for time here. A couple of minutes as far as this week is concerned and what's coming up aside from that Division I at Toledo Weight.
Yeah, and they obviously split that Division I. So Avon Lake and North Ridgeville will be going just drive away from Toledo Weight, Oregon Clay out in that Toledo area as well. Amherst, Elyria, and Lorain are the three at the Toledo Weight. And then Midview by its lonesome at Mentor with good old St. Edward. Division II, almost all our local teams are going to the Brookside sectional, Brookside, Clearview, Firelands, and Keystone. Vermillion is going to a Northwest sectional as well out in Sandusky. And then all our Division III teams are together at the Independence sectional. That's Black River, Columbia, Leary Catholic, Oberlin, and Wellington.
How in the world are you going to cover all this?
Well, we'll have a guy at Brookside. We'll have a guy at Independence, and I'll be out at Toledo Weight. So everybody else will have to get on track wrestling and try to, you know, write up roundups and stuff like that. Thankfully, in the district level, everybody comes back together. So we're at three sites, and we'll be able to cover everybody, districts and state. But, yeah, sectionals is a little spread out this year, a little tough.
Well, no doubt. Hey, to wrap things up, as always, want to give you an opportunity to preview your Friday wrestling column in the CT.
Well, we don't. We kind of end the notebook at this point and do sectional features. We'll have a feature on a wrestler. We'll have capsules, full capsules on all the sectionals, so people kind of have information about where they are, who's going to be there, stuff like that. And we have our final honor roll. Anybody wants to see those last list of winning records in the county, we're going to have that, and then we'll have our Wrestler of the Week award.
There we go. Good stuff. Boy, this is a good show, man. Enjoyed it. Great to have Brian Caesar on, and here we go. Tournament time, man. Yeah. It doesn't matter what the sport. You start saying the words tournament time, those are two magical words in high school sports. All right, Sean Bennett, thanks for stopping by. Now, next week, I'm in Arizona, so it'll be me, it'll be Matt Douglas, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Someone's going to be with you next Thursday.
We can Skype it or face plant it or whatever the kids call it these days.
Yeah, we'll figure it all out. But we will have a show next Thursday right here on AM 930 WEOL. Again, we thank Brian Caesar, the wrestling coach at Amherst, for stopping by. Thanks to Sean Bennett from the Chronicle-Telegram. And the biggest thanks goes to you, the listeners. Hey, quick timeout. I'm going to be right back with you with girls high school basketball. We've got a terrific game tonight, Cloverleaf at Keystone. So stay with us. Sectional girls basketball after this on AM 930 WEOL, on your phone with the app, and online at WEOL.com.